This is Rumblestrip. I'm Erica Heilman.
And now I will get to my bike.
Guys, let's go.
Usually, I meet people at our secret shortcut if we're going walking and we split up and we don't know where we are. I think we always use walkie-talkies if we split up. Next to Dunkin' Donuts, there's this trail that we know, this secret trail that we know. It's between me, my brother, and Elijah. We know it.
Guys, what is it? Not it!
That's Lincoln. At the time of this recording, he was 6, and he lived in the neighborhood right behind the hospital in Randolph, Vermont. In the summer of 2016, I spent a day with Lincoln and the other kids in Hospital Hill. The kids describe it as a place with 3 purple houses, a shortcut through the woods down to Dunkin' Donuts, and pretty close to 3 graveyards, except when they say the graveyard, they mean the big one at the end of the street. The kids in this neighborhood run in 2s and 3s and sometimes in 1 big pack for a game of hide-and-seek tag, or if they're playing at night, they call it manhunt. I spent a day talking with the kids in the neighborhood and following them around, recording them in their natural environment. This show is a little taste of that day, a postcard from childhood, a place we remember but can't visit anymore. Welcome.
So there's a zombie who's the tiger. They count to something and everybody runs away. But they don't hide. The zombie chases them. And there's an antidote, which the people carry. And there's the zombie's poison, which a zombie can throw. And if it hits you at all, you become a zombie. So if someone gets tagged by the zombie, they have 10 seconds to be revived by the antidote. But they can only be revived twice. The third time, they automatically just become a zombie. Because the antidote just doesn't work anymore. Otherwise, zombies never win. But if the zombie somehow gets hold of the antidote and they get it to the original zombie, the zombies win and it's like over.
Ready or not, here I come.
When you play games like tag, like manhunt, when you play that, if you know where everybody is, you want to be quiet and sneak up on them. When you don't want to know where they are, you want to act like you do and say things that make them think that you're close to them, like, I can see you, or stuff like that.
There are people who are my friends, but only my friends when they're not with other people that are just their friends.
I'm friends with Elliot, but we're always friends. But if I'm I was friends with Abby and Riley last Monday, I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily that great friends with them right now.
But it's not usually like that. It's usually like 2 days they're friends with me, the next 2 days they're not. 2 days they're friends with me, at the end of the day he's really mean, and then he yells, "I'm not your friend anymore." But I don't really believe that because he always says that. And then the next day, he really wants my help. I don't usually give the help, usually. Only the next day.
Okay, so where are we now?
We're behind the rock. If they see me, I have to go right there so I can juke them.
Tell me more about this spot. This is a good spot.
It's a really good spot. And we have all places. Fifi and Pamela just went because they want us to be tagged all together. We can't be tagged together because that's what they want. If they see someone, we have to go. That's why I stayed here.
There are several graveyards. There are 3 graveyards. But when we're like, "Hey, want to go play tag in the graveyard?" We always know that it's the big graveyard over there. It's not like one of the other 2. But I don't know why that is, but we always think of it as that one.
I wouldn't tag them, so
you said you won't sell me out.
Probably the farthest boundary that we go is like probably,
way down in the woods, like the whole woods areas is like ours. The graveyard, the woods, everything in the woods is our territory, and like we know everything around town, but that doesn't mean we don't always not go to the bad places. We go there, walk through the places, the really broken stuff and stuff. You need to know where your places, good places are, and your bad places are.
Where are we so far?
Lincoln's cheating. Found three. Well, four. One got away. And Lincoln's still cheating.
What's it going to be like when you grow up? Are you going to miss this time?
It depends on what I do when I grow up.
What do you think you're going to do?
I'm probably going to be a horse farrier. Yeah. My two uncles are both horse farriers, and my grandpa's also a horse farrier, and he's pretty known for it because he's a really, really good horse farrier. For each horse, I used to think you get like $50, but apparently you could get like $250 for one horse, depending on what job you're doing. It's a really well-paying job. It would be hard, and it would make you sweat a lot, and it would take a lot of strength and skill, but it would be a very good job to have.
Elliot thinks that he tagged me, but he didn't. He thinks that should be the case, because he tried to tag me. He was close.
I tagged you four times.
No, you didn't.
You sure about that?
Yes.
What about over there, and then over in the corner over there, and right there twice? Now let me guess, you're not out again?
Usually, the big kids don't let me they don't include me from further big kid games. I'm less as strong as them. They disinclude me a lot. I really like hide and seek, but I don't really like being the seeker because I'm really bad at that. I'm only really good at hiding. Because I'm small, so I can fit through small places, like I said. And they think everyone is as big as them, almost. So they think I wouldn't fit through the small places, but I actually am. So I'm usually the last one to get found, so they can't be the boss of me always.
Do you think you're going to grow out of the neighborhood?
No.
I mean, eventually you're going to grow up.
Yeah. Probably still going to come back here eventually and just kind of see what it's kind of looked like in like 20 years or 30 years or something. I'm probably going to come back and see what it looks like and see how much it's changed.
You've been listening to Rumble Strip, distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. And those were the kids of Hospital Hill in Randolph, Vermont, back in 2016. A few updates on some of the kids from Hospital Hill. Reagan, the prospective farrier, is making shoes for the summer, dressed as an 18th century soldier from Connecticut at Fort Ticonderoga. Rosa and Vivi go to the same college. They're home for the summer, and they like to take walks together in the evening. And there's a whole new pack of kids getting underway in the neighborhood. Ernie was just born and lives on Highland Avenue, and his neighbors are expecting a baby. There are enough toddlers to make a good game of cemetery tag. So, stand by. Thank you to Kelly Green, who helped make this show possible. This is Rumble Strip. I'm Erica Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.